This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. If anyone still thinks the sports world is just about the scoreboard, they haven't been watching too closely.
With the NFL again reeling from the fallout from the Ray Rice brutal beating video, now another scandal emerging. One of the league's premier players, Adrian Peterson, indicted for child abuse. Once again,
yes or no? In all seven of your Tour de France victories, did you ever take banned substances or blood dope?
Yes.
Drug enforcement agents are dropping in and have been doing so unannounced to check on NFL teams. There have been some claims that some of those teams have mishandled prescription drugs.
In the wake of the $765 million settlement between the NFL and 4,500 former players suing the league over head trauma.
Correspondent Tom Goldman chronicles the sports world for NPR. For this week's conversation, he sits down with me to talk about how some of the biggest news issues of our time are playing out on and off the field. Tom Goldman, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Rick, it's a pleasure to be here.
This week alone, we've been deluged with big sports stories.
I remember when I used to talk about games, you know? Mm-hmm. And let's tick this week off. Monday, as we heard in that little montage there, DEA agents with these unannounced inspections of visiting NFL teams and their medical staffs. Tuesday, Adrian Peterson gets suspended for the rest of the regular season. Wednesday, the NFL concussion settlement, there was a hearing there to decide whether the amount of money the NFL and some of the lawyers for some of the plaintiffs have agreed on is enough or not enough. Wednesday night, the NBA commissioner announces that a player for the Charlotte Hornets has been suspended for 24 games. That's a quarter of the season after he pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor domestic violence charge. It goes on and on and on.
What do you think it is about this moment in the sports world that is making so many things come to the fore?
Well, in some of these cases, you've got bad behavior by athletes that's triggering this stuff. Ray Rice punching his fiancée, Adrian Peterson, as he put it, whooping his child. Some call it corporal punishment. Some call it child abuse. You go back 2011, Kobe Bryant uttered an anti-gay slur that was caught by cameras and microphones. The events are coming together with the intense scrutiny we have on sports today because sports and entertainment are so wed together, but we can't get away from it now, and it's all very issues driven, which for me as an NPR reporter, it's a gold mine because the network is so issues driven. So it's kind of, you know, it's come to me in that way.
Now, you've been following this world closely for more than two decades, and I wonder, back when you were a fresh-faced pup at NPR in 1990, if you could have imagined the way this job has evolved and changed.
No. Back in those days, the response I would get when I said, I do sports for NPR, people would go, NPR does sports? And now it's like my answer is yes, all the time. And I would appreciate some help, too, because it is so busy and fascinating. There's this benefit to staying in it because I have seen these things evolve. And I've seen how these issues are coming to the forefront and how we're discussing them as a nation. And suddenly there seems to be change that follows some of the dialogue on this, but change for the better.
In what way?
Well, specifically, you know, I mentioned Kobe Bryant uttering that anti-gay slur. Since then, there's been kind of a sensitivity has increased both inside sports and outside, you know, the sports being the last bastion for homophobia, really. But you see the way things have changed and attitudes have relaxed a little bit, you know, kind of laying the groundwork for someone like Jason Collins in 2013 coming out as the first active athlete in a major professional sport. In the NFL with the domestic violence issue, I mean, no one argues that the NFL has done a horrible job, and they may be sitting on a past that is really dark as far as ignoring this issue with a lot of women. But you see the NFL taking steps to correct the situation, the NFL helping organizations that really do need help, hotlines, which often are called the first line of defense in the battle against domestic violence, where people call in or mm-hmm. text. The NFL is putting money into that. They've already put money in. Organizations are hiring because of that, hiring more people to field more calls and texts, and that's helping. So that's a very positive thing.
NPR's Tom Goldman, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome, Rick. Nice to talk.